Good morning.
Good morning.
Such a blessing to be here with you today. So nice to see you all. My prayer is for you to enjoy the summer season with all our Lord has given us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear beloved family in Christ, today's gospel reading for me brought to mind our wonderful pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and the blessing I had of actually reading this gospel on a boat in the Sea of Galilee. It continues to bring chills to my body every time I think of this wonderful experience. So if I may, I would like all of us, even those who went on this pilgrimage, to make a picture in our minds and imagine being on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. We can see the sun shimmering off the water. We can feel the breeze of a cool and soft wind blowing through the air. Let us picture in our minds walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee on a beautiful early morning, when all of a sudden, we see the figure of a man coming toward us. Long flowing robes and sandals are his attire. He calls out to us to walk along with him, side by side. We are amazed by his calm and peaceful nature and the feeling of love and fellowship he exudes. He is glad to be with us and to be walking with us. Let us stretch out our hands and hold his hand and listen to his word and his declaration to us. My sheep, hear my voice. As we now can imagine, we can hear Christ's voice in calling us to follow him. As he called Simon, Peter, and Andrew, so in the calm and peace of a beautiful morning and with the feeling of peace, hope and love and comfort the voice of Christ gives us, we now immerse ourselves into following and listening to him. Just as the disciples did some 2,000 years ago. My dear family in Christ, the whole point of the calling of these two fishermen and all the rest of the disciples, that it was not only they who were called, but he calls us today. He has chosen us to walk along the Sea of Galilee, holding his hand, and wants us to be his people, his disciples, his workers, his followers. We did not choose him, but he chose us and appointed us that we should go and bear fruit. God chose us before we chose him. He came to us on the shore of Galilee and held our hand, walking side by side. And now comes the time when we must respond to this choice of us. So he addresses us today with the invitation, follow me. And the most important decision we will ever make in our life is our response to this call. The call of Jesus is a personal, and it requires a personal response. Jesus came to call not the world in general, but each one of us personally. Our choice to God's call has the potential of all the good things we feel as we walk along the shore with Christ. The love that engulfs us, the hope and peace he gives. Let us listen to his voice. These were the first words Christ spoke to us today. Follow me. Few other words capture the true meaning of what an Orthodox Christian is than these two words. Let us continue our pilgrimage and continue in following Christ. Let us experience with our walk with Christ the characteristics needed to be a follower of Christ. As we continue our walk with Him, we look out at the lake, crystal clear blue water, the fluffy white clouds in the sky sitting above the green mountainside surrounding the sea. This beautiful, warm summer morning, for us, Jesus has come to us. It is us He calls. We are the objects of His visit. Let us choose Christ, and we can follow Him, and how we can follow Him in today's world. Let us be people of prayer. Let it be a priority in our life, like our walk today with Him. Let prayer be a habit, to have a quiet time alone with God every day. Let us start and end each day in prayer to assure our walk with Christ. While Christ is still speaking to us, let us listen to Him as we read and pray. Instead of only thoughts of what we should accomplish at the start of a day, let us spend time asking Him to guide, protect, and enable us to follow in His footsteps. Belief, love, sharing, and service are other characteristics we need to be and experience as we follow in His footsteps. Belief in Him and live by faith so we don't live self-centered lives. Belief in relying on Christ enables us to do whatever He says. Love is what Christ is and the reason for our creation. Like Christ, we must love wholeheartedly. Wholehearted love for Christ affects what we think, what we do, and where we go. This love will also enable us to share the truth of God's Word with others, bringing the love, hope, and peace to all. Our love and faith also inspires us to serve, to be the hands of Christ and to do His work here on earth, helping all those in need. Let us continue our journey and pilgrimage with Christ, walking together in the same direction, holding the hand of Christ always. Amen.